Let's look at the actual word itself, because we really need to better understand what it is we're chasing after. The root Hebrew word for love is a verb and is used 208 times, with its first mention in Genesis 22 verse 2 of Abraham's son, quote, whom he loved, unquote. It means to have affection for someone such that we breathe after the object of our affection, with that breathless devotion and kindness being like fragrant flowers whose bouquet fills the air of every breath we take. Now that is so important. Here it is again. Love, from God's perspective, is to have affection for someone such that we breathe after the object of our affection, with that breathless devotion and kindness being like fragrant flowers whose bouquet fills the air of every breath we take. Now, you've got to admit, that is a long, long way from Webster's Dictionary. More than a few times in my life, I've been in the weighty presence of God and smelled intense flowers, grapes, and vanilla. And we all did who were there. Jesus is love. Love healed the sick and lame. Love raised the dead. Love was kind to the desperate and leprous, and gave his face to mankind. Looking us right in the eyes for the first time, he got eye level with us. That says to me, with love as a fruit of the Spirit, we should be a sweet fragrance everywhere we go. It should be the way we are, not just something we do or feel. Like God, we must be both noun and verb all together, because love, from God's perspective, is both a noun and a verb at the same time. The Father gave us the door of the cross to enter into his love. The first three letters of the Hebrew alphabet tell the story of love. Here it is. The Father, Aleph, sent his Son, Beit, and by means of the Holy Spirit, Gimel, makes appeal to the poor and needy to receive the love of God. Isaiah 38:17. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Interestingly, Isaiah uses a different word for love than other places. His word for love literally means that with God love in our heart and as expressed to others, it is not bound by law, but is free to walk in and out, filled to running over with divine grace and holiness. And right in the middle, in the belly of the word, is a prayerful rainbow. Love crowns us with the sword of the Spirit and decides it is fitting to be generous, to run after the poor. It is uninterrupted and thrives in perpetual faithfulness. Love is more than feelings of affection. It is a covenant word. Love is the sound you make before you make a sound. It is giving of ourselves to others, reflecting kindness, compassion, and grace all through the house. And hidden in the Hebrew word for love is mercy, grace, and hope, for there is always the opportunity to return. As a verb, you can see the action is in our heart posture toward God. The action of the verb is to reflect love. As a fruit of the Spirit is about character and action, so is the heart of the Father about character and action. The noun for love is the same spelling, except there is the Hebrew letter he added at the end, meaning love's intent of grace makes opportunity for those who have wandered off to come home. That's so good, I want to say it again, and maybe you could say it with me so your ears can hear what your mouth is saying. Ready? Here we go. Love's intent of grace makes opportunity for those who have wandered off to come home. Do you have real love in your life? If not, remember, the longer we walk with Jesus, the more apparent he becomes. And the more apparent he becomes, the more we become like him. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.